Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. I'm your host, John Barth, and this is episode number 3. On this episode, we move to our second pair of the 12 fundamentals of success. And the inside fundamental we want to look at is know your integrity. What is our integrity? I think when most people think of a person of integrity, they think of a person who does the right thing, even when no one is watching. And that's definitely a great definition. But to add to it, another definition of integrity says that it's the state of being whole or undiminished. It comes from the same root of the word integer, and an integer is a whole number. When we stick to our principles and values, then we remain whole and undivided. But how can you follow your principles and values if you don't even know what they are? So this means we must search the depths of our heart to find the truths and principles we believe in and continuously reflect on them, so we know the principles and values that make us whole and they become a part of who we are. So integrity is the compass that we use to navigate our journey, and it should be our deepest source of morals, principles, and values, our heart. What's your name? Where are you from? What do you do for a living? These are all questions someone may ask us when we meet them. And these are all questions about our external story. But what if someone asked you, who are you? What principles and values do you believe in? Would we be able to articulate that to someone? Now, does this mean that we should go around asking people those questions when we first meet them? Maybe, maybe not. But we need to know the answer of what principles and values we believe in. We need to do this work ahead of time, because as we pursue our dreams, we will encounter situations of adversity. And if we don't have the security of knowing ourselves on the inside, then we will most likely crumble under pressure. First of all, I think we need to have the awareness of what our truths and principles actually are. And I think we need to have an understanding of where those truths and principles come from. Do they come from the family environment we were raised in? Do they come from our religion? Do they come from a guru whose book we read and listed values and principles they believe are important? So I think we really need to search our heart to find out what our truths and principles actually are. The way we start to do that is to write down what we believe our truths and principles are. And this is where journaling can be so effective, because not only do we write them down, but we constantly reflect on them and analyze them for, do I really believe this? And then once we have determined our truths and principles, and I'm not saying we can't borrow from other people or understand new ideas, but what I'm saying is we have to make sure that we truly believe in it to the point where it shows in our life. But once we do know our truth and principles, we have to constantly reflect on them, remind ourselves, look for examples in our lives and in other people's lives of those truths and principles. Because the more we reflect on them, the more we will be able to lean on them when we come to a crossroads or when we're challenged by someone or a situation in our life. Because if we don't stand for something, and if we don't know what it is, then we will fall for anything when we come under pressure. But if we know ourselves and our principles and values thoroughly, then nothing on the outside, nothing from our external story can harm us. Because our internal story, based on our truths and principles of our integrity, will rule our life. But we're going to be challenged and tempted. At some point, our integrity, our truth and principles are going to be tested. But remember the wise words of Mother Teresa, who said, being successful is not most important. Being faithful to the integrity of our internal story is more important than the results we can achieve as part of our external story. And in our next episode, we will talk about taking the action of living by our principles. So when we do reach that crossroads and we are tested, remember our integrity and remember that staying true to our principles and values and being faithful to our integrity is far more important than selling out for the appearance of worldly success and human approval. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.